USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russian troops have occupied Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant with managers working at gunpoint after a fire caused by their attack was extinguished. Countries around the world swiftly condemned the episode, with the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine warning an attack on a nuclear plant is a war crime, and the United Nations Security Council is convening an emergency meeting. The power plant's six reactors remain intact, though the component auxiliary buildings for reactor unit number one has been badly damaged. The remaining units are being cooled while one is still providing power. The U.S. economy added 678,000 more jobs in February, exceeding economist expectations. It was the best month for job growth since July. The nation has 2.1 million jobs to go before hitting the February 2020 level and recouping all positions lost in the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Ways to be more energy independent are happening throughout the United States. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows that renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020.
Gas prices are continuing to climb through the roof. AAA now finds the national average price for regular at $3.87 per gallon, up 11 cents in one day. Prices are now more than 40 cents higher than a month ago. Increasing demand, falling domestic gasoline stocks, and skyrocketing crude oil prices are driving the runaway prices. Gasoline is also a dollar higher than one year ago, and U.S. crude oil is selling for more than $110 per barrel. Stay updated anytime, 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
In another mass shooting in Las Vegas, seven people were shot, one fatally at a Las Vegas apartment complex, and two of the people suffered injuries described as critical. Police investigators at the scene near the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, are looking through surveillance video as they try to determine more about the circumstances of the shooting. The shooting is now less than a week after a shooting at a Las Vegas hookah bar killed one person and wounded 13 others. That shooting was described as an exchange of gunfire involving people at a private party. Two Marines were able to eject and walk away alive when their fighter jet crashed on the family plantation of South Carolina's former governor. The FA-18D Hornet was on a routine flight over Buford, South Carolina. Marine Air Corps Station Buford said the crash site had smoke coming up from the aircraft and a brush fire. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford said the jet crashed near where his late father is buried on Coosaw Plantation. Sanford's sister saw the jet engine catch fire and turn nose down toward the ground. Groucho's brother John went searching for the plane and found the two Marines had ejected and were able to walk away on their own. According to MilitaryMachine.com, each F-18 Hornet cost more than $34 million and they cost over $6.5 million a year to operate. And it's official. New York City will lift mandates starting Monday requiring masks in public schools and proof of vaccination to dine in restaurants or enter entertainment, sports, or cultural venues. This is USA Radio News.